the Rise Guys Morning Show.
What makes your show different from other shows, Matt?
Well, have a real good time.
We do karaoke.
Dancing in the desert.
We play songs and sing along with them. What a great song.
Yeah, I don't know if Joe likes it.
You're welcome.
Maybe Joe doesn't like it.
He's got his own problems, he says.
It's going to the party, have a real good... Hey, listen to this on the way to P. Diddy parties.
Oh, God.
Baby, you're everywhere, sliding around the sunshine.
What a party. What a beautiful party. Diddy party. Real fun.
This nation.
Blast oh, now.
It's party time.
Good God Almighty.
And where the hell are you? Where the are you? Where are you? Why do we always send the poor? Why do they 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 always send the poor? Still they see this
live from the tablecloth.
Hello.
I love it. No.
Okay, if we really can't, I would do the whole CD. I love
I'm sorry.
System of a Down, but
that was fun.
No.
I'm kidding with you.
Oh, my God.
We got close.
So we literally wasted the whole break.
I'm so
that
sorry.
That was fun, though. You know, managers and business owners, do your start your team meetings with that song. Put the yes. lyrics up on the screen. You'll have some of the, you know, the Dems won't like that song, but you know, screw them.
Would y'all play Lies from the Tablecloth, please?
Let's bring Anonymous back on, who's got the NDA. Paige, read that text to him that you just read.
NDAs. Someone says that the judge will stop the NDA. Whistleblower protection can be used. Go right to the state attorney general.
So Anonymous found out that someone at his work had been stealing, and this is his words, tens of millions of dollars. This is a business in Greenville, South Carolina, and they had him sign a NDA, non-disclosure agreement, which I had to look it up and make sure. There is a Nasty Ding-a-ling Association. I was making sure that was not what you were talking about.
You don't want to be
about.
A part of that.
So
I got a card.
But you...
it's about to induct you, you prick.
Fabulous the Secretary Treasurer.
Oh, wow.
But
I got to bring people in and not you now.
What are your dues?
Dues and don'ts, yeah. Both. So you're now being... explain to me this, Anonymous. Why are you? What are you having to fight legally here? Because you said you've spent your life savings like $70,000 in legal fees. What are you fighting yourself?
So, I had I signed the non-disclosure when we got hired. Every employee has to sign it. So I didn't sign this after leaving.
Yeah.
I went to work. Like I said, I left that company after I discovered the issue. I brought it up to everyone within the organization, including the CEO of the company, and I was pretty much told to sit down and shut up.
Okay,
that the product was selling, and they're not worried about it.
Okay. Well, you answered my question. I was going to ask if you're even attached to an NDA. You must have been higher up in the company, but if everybody had to sign one, then that seems a little fishy.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty high within the company. Like I said, this is a billion-dollar company, and I manage their entire specialty team instead of without saying the company or what my position was. Yeah. I managed a large group. What I was responsible for was a clientele of about $34 million a year in annual revenue.
But someone was stealing tens of millions of dollars.
Wow, and how did nobody flag that?
Because they were
well,
the ones...
Well, they know it, but this is... So this was a new division within their organization that they had no experience in beforehand.
Yeah.
And they were trying to bring technology to merge mechanical and technology in.
Yeah.
Then the product that they were using did not do what they're selling. It does not do what they're advertising or
Lord.
Selling to their customers.
Is this a company that gets contracts from the government?
It can. It does have some government contracts. Majority of them are all industrial facility. Okay.
When you were going through your lawsuit and your lawyer, did it ever come up that a right to work state might have superseded like an NDA as far as you getting to work? Or?
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Yeah, the company is based out of another state, the corporate office, and it is. This is just one of their corporate offices here, so it doesn't apply. Uh-huh. Like this is still an ongoing situation. Like they're suing me now for their attorney's fees, which is going to force me and my wife to go into bankruptcy, because they're suing me for all their attorney's fees. Which right now are about $160,000 in attorney fees.
God almighty, man.
Lord. So is the case is it in South Carolina or do you have to go all the way to Maryland?
I have to go all the way to Illinois.
Oh, Illinois. Okay.
Is this a Sarbanes-Oxley situation here? I mean, does that apply or? Because it's got to be.
I don't know what that is.
There's got to be some kind of protection.
I don't either. I've been accredited by it for years. It's basically like OSHA, but for technical stuff.
Mm-hmm. Let me double check.
Trump may have abolished that.
I know this is ruined my family. Like right now, I have. I have no money to pay my mortgage. Have my kids to eat. I mean, I've got three kids. And these people don't care whatsoever. And this is what I wanted to bring attention to. These corporate companies don't give a crap about anybody and individuals. They're only looking after their bottom dollar at the end of the day. And when I discovered this issue, I didn't bring it to any kind of major problem. I was like, hey, okay, you guys aren't going to deal with it. It's just time for me to leave.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Wow.
I don't even know.
I struggle with it because I don't want you to give away too many details because it is a very litigious situation.
We can't go to court. I mean, we're doing this.
Yeah. Right. Yes. But, like, I still don't understand where if you've signed an NDA, what are you defending, though?
Right.
I still have a hard time.
What did you disclose that you are...
I didn't disclose anything. They took me to court to keep me from working for the previous company. So I went to the company that I left them for. So they held me to a work non-disclosure as far as being able to work in the industry for the next 2 years.
So you know enough that, you know, you could go to the other company and damage them, I guess, if you wanted to.
That's what they're saying, yes. Yeah. And I have no intent.
Okay.
I have no intent to do that. My dad actually still works for this company.
Jeez.
He actually reported. He actually reported into me, and since this has been going on, he wants to leave, but he's afraid that they're going to go after him next, or it would make it worse on me if he left.
Might go after him now.
How far is your dad away from retirement?
Not too far.
How can you still fight this? You talked about the money, the savings, the attorney's fees.
Yeah.
How are you still in it?
Oh, I've put a second mortgage on my home.
Don't go in debt.
Because I have no money. I've had to take loans out of my car, like title loans on mine and my wife's car, just to keep the bills going. Damn, to be able to pay my mortgage and feed my kids.
But what happens, I don't know the answer. I'm not leading you with this. But what happens if you literally run out of money? It sounds like this is what happens. What happens with the legal system then? Like, what would happen?
Corporate America wins. I have nothing. Like, so this is a true David versus Goliath situation.
So can you?
They have the millions of dollars, and I don't.
So you have no job right now, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Like, you're not working now because they're keeping you from working in that industry. So are you employed anywhere? Don't say
no.
Where.
Right now I am trying to do something I've never done before in my life. And like I said, I've
male prostitution.
No, I'm doing some. I'm trying to do roof inspections, and I've never done. That's not my field of knowledge.
Oh Lord.
But just something right now where I can at least
Yeah, put some money in the bank.
Some kind of money in the bank.
I've kind of half-assed figured out who you're talking about here, and at the end of this call, I want to put you on hold with, I know somebody who works in that same, somewhat, if I'm right, the same kind of field that I'd probably get you in there.
Yeah, I think he needs to talk to some experts.
Yeah. Hey, did your lawyer say anything about whistleblower protections, or does that apply to you in this situation?
It does. So that's the reason why I said I've contacted the Attorney General's office in there. I would have to prove that they took misappropriated government funds.
That's what I was going to ask.
At the moment, but I can't prove everything as far as that. Most of the stuff that I manage was all industrial facilities.
Right.
I know they do have government contracts, but everything I dealt with and I was privy to was all industrial facilities. Now, they saying that I could work for, my attorney says that I possibly could work for a direct hire company, no third party, but until this is over, I can't work at all.
So that's where I got confused, because the Sarbanes-Oxley is
state, though.
Yeah,
but the company's not in the state.
Well, they're
the one he's fighting.
They do have a corporate office here.
Yeah,
but the main corporate office is in Illinois.
Yeah, and this also, don't want to allude to it, but it's the same. I mean, this is a Fortune 500 company. Like, I mean, you fighting them is like David versus 5 million Goliaths. I mean, it's
absolutely,
it's virtually unheard of. Plus, they deal with like two of the biggest top 10 businesses in the country. So, like, they are...
Absolutely. And this company is dealing with... This company is contracts are... I mean, the major brand companies, any food that you go into a convenience store or a shopping center, or they're dealing with that, bottling companies, or even car parts. I mean, they do everything from bottling to... injection molding. I mean, they're in everything.
So are you not at the point where you just want to cut the losses and just take the 2 years and get back into it later? Like, you got a second mortgage, man.
I mean, that's pretty much where I'm at now, because I don't have a dog in this fight. I can't continue to fight them. Right now, I'm just trying to keep my head above water. And it's that's the hard part. And that was the whole purpose of me coming on, was, hey, be careful of what you sign, because I didn't know what all it entailed whenever I signed it. This was during COVID time frame. Mm-hmm. I've never had a company hold me to an NDA. I've been in this as a mechanical engineer for the last 17 years, and I've never had a company do this. And like I said, this was during COVID time, and I had no HR representative to explain anything. I was just pretty much, hey, here's your packet and sign it. And,
not that this is your fault, but your dad's got to wonder when the other shoe's going to drop, and maybe they try to come after him for, you know.
Oh, I'm sure once this is over, fine. Because right now, if they were to fire him now, it probably would be looked at as a retaliatorial thing, and he would have a lawsuit.
Yeah.
So, we're expecting that he's probably, once this is all said and done, he's probably, they're going to find a way to let him go. We're already prepared for that.
Well, hell, maybe we'll try to find him one too. Hold on 1 second for you, for us, sir. Hold on. That is dirty, dirty, dirty. And boy, the more you just look about stuff, it's like I told you, I knew somebody that worked at a doctor's office one time that they
a doctor.
Well, but
a nurse,
the whatever the anesthesiologist.
Oh, okay?
So the I guess they're hard to find. They're highly needed.
Good ones are.
So yeah, they found out that their anesthesiologist was stealing fentanyl from doctor's office.
What the hell?
Dude, the tiniest miscalculation, they could kill somebody.
Easily.
They knew that they were stealing. He's from Easily.
Born and raised, 1983.
The owners knew this person was stealing fentanyl, but it was so hard to find other anesthesiologists, they looked past it.
They got
to
put up
Are
with
you
it.
Kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you at all. Swear
oh
to
my God.
And that's
makes me want to vomit.
Crazy, man.
The top of the smart people. That's what they are?
Yeah. Just look the other way. It's like I told you, I was in that store. I was like, hey, dudes over there changing the prices on there. She's like, oh, well, they tell us not to say anything. I'm like, well, I'm going to just walk out of here right now.
God, man. I feel bad for the guy. I'm surprised he went this far to second mortgage, title loans.
Yeah.
Just to keep his head underwater.
He can't work in the industry because they don't want him taking that information to another company, which is one thing.
I got
to
know who it is.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
You don't even know yet.
Oh, who it is?
Yeah, the company.
Oh, yeah.
Or did you figure it out?
I did. Absolutely did.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's not this one.
No, it's not this one, but we are all consumers of said.
Oh.
Me, for sure.
Oh, is it named after a certain forest in a separate continent?
We'll be back right after this. Good morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Flo. Round two.
You think they're like at a morgue? Anybody ever accidentally knocks somebody off a gurney and they sing this song? You let the body hit the floor, Mortimer. You let the body hit the floor. No?
I got a memory with this song. I'll never forget.
What is it?
It was, I think it was around 2003, 2004 when we first started going to Iraq and Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah.
They interviewed some young soldiers, and they're like, man, we've been waiting on this. We just want to go out and just kill. And then they were playing this song, like, in the tank while they were out, like, shooting stuff up.
So my memory of this song is that we, after 9/11, we quit playing it for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
We did.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, makes sense, I guess. But like Kid Rock, it always comes back.
I was going to say, it's like, you know, it's you give everything its time. Like, you know, before long, people will, they'll be fine with watching The Cosby Show again, you know?
Like Kid Rock will
That's the thing, like, does anyone air The Cosby Show?
I don't think
so. It
was
a good show. It was a good show.
Really
but
was.
Like now watching it, you're like, it's weird. I can't watch it now. I mean, he worked from home down in a dungeon, down in the... He was a psychologist, making people lay down on a couch and tell... But it was weird, man.
Family was always around.
Always around.
God, is it on streaming?
I don't know.
No G in that word, by the way. It might be on Peacock or... I was thinking it was an NBC show,
I was
right?
going to say, I think it was NBC Universal or whoever owns that this week.
I mean, hell, that would come back at some point.
Well, you know what would suck is to be like, well, he died. But let's say she's got money. They all are right. Let's say you were the older sister that was married to the light skinned dude.
You know, Elvin, like, was that his name?
Elvin.
Yeah.
Was that his name? I love when people know the things. Was his name Elvin?
I didn't know if it was Elvin or Melvin. He was working at Trader Joe's, right?
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Probably gathering a recall or
probably
whatever.
Because not getting any royalties because nobody's streaming the show anymore because the dad was a real bad person.
Dude, royalties, man. That's a hot topic here lately as far as these videos go.
Yeah.
Because you'll have some people, I think like Jody Sweetin said, like she gets minimal royalties.
Yeah.
Almost none.
It all goes to the record company first.
Well, they were talking about the amount. TV. Like her amount's almost none. But when they talk about Jim Parsons or somebody like that from Big Bang.
The best story I ever heard about that was Kevin Nash told us. Talking about Big Sexy Paige?
Mm-hmm.
He said that he was in, was it Grandma's Boy? He played a mover. He was in the movie 7-8 minutes total. And he said that he recently got his royalty check, and it was $14 for a year.
Mm-hmm.
$14. But yet again, when they play reruns of us, we don't get any extra money. So.
No, there's an actor who will, his name's Kyle Davis. He'll show you his residual checks when he gets them in.
Mm-hmm.
And the stuff he makes money off of is if it's like a decently streamed movie around the world. Because you don't pay taxes on it, and they give you like whatever country is streaming it, you get all that pay at once. That's usually the bulk of his residuals. But it's still nothing like Johnny Galecki or... Anybody like that?
God, he's got
Johnny
Roseanne
Galecki,
money.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
He's got that nerd science show.
Yep. Yeah. Which brings in a killing. And I forgot who it was, but somebody said,
Dude, Christmas Vacation also for him.
Is that Johnny Galecki?
Yeah, he's the kid. Well, he's had a good one.
Oh, I didn't know if that was a big. Well, it's not going to be like Big Bang as far as like residuals.
No, but I mean, like show. It's 30 something years old and it's still, you know.
Man, I forgot who it was, but they're like, it's enough to have a nice like yearly check.
Yeah, you don't have to work if you have royalties coming in. Then you can pick and choose your scripts.
Well, how the hell are friends? How are those royalties working?
Boy, that's streamed everywhere. Or what does like Ron Howard get off Andy Griffith's show? Probably nothing. Because who was it? We interviewed one of the Brady kids. I can't remember. Brady Bunch kids.
And
They got no royalties.
Uh-uh.
It was pre-royalty phase.
They got per show.
Yeah.
It was Marie McCormick. When she wrote her book, she came on here.
Yes.
That's who we talked to.
Yes. Let me see what that is.
Like those friends checks are ridiculous.
I'm sure.
Guess Johnny Galecki's net worth.
Oh my God, he was a big part of that show. I'd say like 80 million.
Paige.
Yeah, that sounds good.
During peak seasons of the show, David Galecki, Johnny Galecki was reportedly earning $1 million per episode. He did take a slight pay cut in the final episode. Currently worth a tenth of $1 billion, yeah. $100 million.
I never watched that show, and it was huge.
I love that show.
What's the song "Who Is Johnny" by El DeBarge is about Johnny Galecki? There's more money.
You know a lot about DeBarge.
Well, I looked it up.
I'm not like someone from Boston talking about a boat.
DeBarge, boss.
Well, he had a birthday the other day, not Chico, but El. And I was looking it up, and I'm like, what song do I want to use? We'll use Rhythm in the Night. That's when I looked it up that Diane Warren wrote that song. I was like, oh, my gosh, she wrote a lot of songs.
Yeah. Big Bang Theory. People keep texting it in. I think we said that, didn't we?
Yeah, we did say it.
Okay.
We said it.
What about what's
you say Gang Bang Theory. Wrong one.
No. And then I'm gonna look at one more just to see, because she was on a couple different shows, but I bet you it's not the same structure. Freaking Blossom. Yeah, she's worth $20 million. She's a doctor also, in real life.
Gosh, right? She was on
she's
there too.
She's got a PhD.
Yeah, player hater degree.
that show?
Wow. She only got $450,000 but then Galecki was getting $1 million.
Look up.
That would piss me off.
Look up Jim Parsons. See if you can find out his. He's the star of the show, and he didn't do anything really before that show.
God.
He doesn't have to do anything after.
Was he related to Alan Parsons? Go Mitty down Parsons. That rabbit hole. Have you ever been down the Alan Parsons rabbit hole?
I love NASCAR.
Oh, no, that's...
it's so random.
No, that's just thinking of old Benny.
Benny Parsons.
You know, Elton John's Benny and the Jets is about Benny Parsons.
Was it really?
It was.
Not?
Jim Parsons worth $160 million. He also got $1 million an episode the last season. Wow. Whereas Blossom only got, what did I say, $450,000? That sucks.
But
she needs to fire her agent.
I know, like, limited knowledge about the cast. So Parsons, obviously, the lead. He's in Galecki. And I guess Cuoco, that's all the three that are getting big money, right?
Yeah. She's worth $110 million. They have the whole list of them here.
She's going to have another baby.
Dude, she got $1 million an episode the final season. So Blossom got screwed, tattooed, and... lubed or whatever that phrase is.
Now, she and Galecki had more credits going into it than Jim Parsons.
They have 12 years of season, or 12 seasons, I should say. And they have a contract signed with Amazon. Why would that be on Amazon Prime? It's CBS. Theirs is
Hulu, right?
Because
people are buying
it,
I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, God, that makes sense. For 35 years, they have an exclusive download.
That's good money.
That is ridiculous, man.
Paige!
Yeah.
You should have really stuck with acting only.
Right.
You wouldn't be here today.
But I had to move here.
Those network shows get, you know, syndicated like crazy.
But
simulcast.
Those days are done for, though, right? Like, you mentioned the other day, the number one show in America, I'd never even heard of it before.
Yeah. Well, you know, some actors say that now that, you know, streaming killed the residuals and, you know, the pay even.
But, yeah. I mean, I'm thinking of big TV. There's not a lot of shows that are... everybody talks about it. It's few and far between because there's so many things to watch.
Now, I'm not in like big social circles, but the only people I hear talk about Euphoria is y'all two. Like, I don't hear people.
Because it's the biggest.
But everything in life is so niche now, you know? Are you a niche or niche guy? I'm niche.
Well, with Euphoria, I watched it, and then he was watching it, and he liked it, so I went back to watching it.
Yeah, I watched the last season. I couldn't get into the first season because they're in high school and they're doing drugs and everybody's kinda naked.
It's shocking.
So you kind of skip that part.
Gives you PTSD.
But it's one of those where
high school.
The actors are bigger than the show because it launched, you know, three big careers. So that's kind of what puts it out.
Okay, so here's the tell-all right here. Chuck Lorre.
Oh, okay.
Writer of the show.
Also, Two and a Half Men.
And Mike and Molly. And there's, I think, a couple others. Anyway, we're thoughts on, we'll go to break on how much his ass is worth.
$600 million.
God, you nailed
it. Is that it?
$600 million. Damn. Mark Hendricks, $800 million.
I knew it.
Billion.
P1. Ugh. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Florence and the Machine.
Ding, ding.
Damn, boy.
Winner, winner, meat, dinner.
Look at me.
Look at you.
Such a pretty song.
You lost a little bit of it, but you're coming back.
Well, there more music came out.
Watch Matt beat it now. Like, what was the game?
Who can Matt beat now?
That was it.
I wasn't. We did one time, though. I think it was during the 20-hour show. We did a beat off.
We did.
Continually over and over again. It's like, who can Matt beat off?
Yeah.
And it was like, it was clearly like everyone. I was on a streak that night. It really was.
It started as a beatbox, back and forth. We're like, I might as well have a beat off right here in front of everybody.
Yeah, yeah. But it was.
They enjoyed it.
It was for the kids.
I mean, they always talk about it during the 28-hour. Were you there for the beat off? Well, yeah, I was right there, front and center.
Yeah,
get it.
I've won two rounds.
Yeah. Can't do it anymore.
Don't speaking do of money, I see where. Do you call him Patrick Mahomes or Pat? Or do you call him Patty Mac?
You got to call him Patrick because his mom will tell you he is Patrick. His dad's Pat.
Yeah, but if I wasn't in front of his mom, like if I'm just talking to you about him, I call him Pat Mahomes. I don't say Patrick Mahomes.
Mama Mahomes is pretty stacked up top.
That's like saying, hey, what do you think about Elijah Manning?
I've never heard anybody call him Elijah.
Hey, did you hear about this kid, Orenthal Simpson? He's great.
I've heard Al Michaels call him Elijah Manning.
You should see that guy when he cuts across the field.
Wow.
Eli was at the game the other night. He was sitting beside Jeter.
Yeah,
so many
dude,
people
it's,
there.
It's, man, it's just like the Roman Coliseum where like the rich from all the lands come together and the poor people from that city are out there parking cars or chariots, I guess it was.
Yeah, they're not even getting in because it's
can I park your chariot for
you?
You know who the odd pair last night was? It was Kirk Herbstreit and Larry David sitting near each other and they're like, you know, clapping and like holding hands like, hey, man.
Holding hands?
Well, you know, like, you know, you clap when they score because the Knicks were down 30 and they came back and won the game.
Yeah.
It's the biggest comeback in finals history. So they're up 3-1, most likely going to win the whole thing.
That's the biggest?
Yeah. I think it was like 29 points, actually, but it was the biggest comeback.
Wow.
Spurs blew it.
That was huge.
So,
yeah.
Patty Mac, his new contract's worth $64 million a year.
Guess what, though?
God. It'll last for a week because these agents, where they want to have the talent with the largest contracts because they're
well,
percentage
of course,
of it.
Because they make money off of them.
So it'll last for like, who's his agent? Boris?
No, not Boris. They did make history with that contract, that extension.
Yeah. Wait, how long is it? Let me look.
I think it goes to 2033 or 32. God. And it's the first $500 million contract straight up in sports history.
Dude, I can never forget going down the road. And this is before we had a sports station. I was listening to WCCP. I was going down State Park Road.
Big Mo!
Passing Sandy Flat Grocery when they said, Michael Jordan's coming back and we'll get $25 million for one season. I was like,
that's crazy.
Stupid. Even though it was freaking Jordan. Like,
what Jordan say in The Last Dance, too? Would he have come back for 1 year? Yeah. He was signing 1 year deals anyway at that point.
God.
If you made that much money, you wouldn't care.
You know what, though? Jordan vastly underpaid. Pippen, we know, but Jordan, for sure, compared to what these guys make now?
Well,
now, obviously, he makes $150 million a year just off his brand, Nike. But his NBA salary is. Steph Curry is going to be over $1 billion, or half a billion, when he's done.
I want to do a quick little inflation calendar or calculator thing.
Actually, his salary next year, single salary, is going to be $64 million, I think, or maybe 62. He's on 1 year deals at this point, 1 to 2.
Okay. Oh, okay. So it's not okay. So I was going to argue with myself. Nolan Ryan got the first $1 million contract in sports.
Well worth it.
Did he really?
1984. I remember that. I remember the Sports Illustrated cover, the whole thing. That is equivalent to $3.2 million now. So it's nowhere near that. I'm sitting here thinking this is just inflation. No.
No, it inflation's
only inflation. Like over 40 years, like 240% maybe.
When these guys are getting huge deals, you know, these teams have to spend at least 80% of their money. So obviously, you know, the big money is going to filter up to the stars.
Right.
Mahomes is worth it. Yeah. Every penny.
Yeah. Wowee.
I mean, just think of parents and they have kids that are playing sports and they're thinking, one day, my kid's going to be my ticket.
See, that's where they get misled with it. Like, oh, okay. Like, you know, he was joking when he said it, but LaMelo just had a kid. And LaVar Ball said, I'm going to train him, you know, as soon as he's 3 months old to start playing.
How many balls are there now that play? There's
new, two play.
There's a younger brother, a cousin that maybe is in a D League or something.
There's three ball boys, two play. I think Jello's a rapper now. He's got like a hip hop career.
Jello
going.
Ball?
Yeah. So, you know, obviously Melo's the best of the three, you know. But Lonzo still plays.
Why is it Uniball signed into a contract for Penn endorsement or something?
Nobody thinks about this crap. Mm-hmm. None of these companies have anybody in marketing that will think outside the box. Because nobody's creative anymore.
I would do that for them. I would love to do that. Hire me to influence your company.
Young people frustrate me. That's why I don't feel bad for you when they say the entry job level market is down. A lot of you don't grab the brass ring, so to speak.
Well,
set yourself out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stand out. Try to.
But, you know, like I didn't pay attention to, like, in the 90s, what a carton of eggs was. What was that? Just any guess? Like, I don't have the information in front of me.
In the 90s?
I'm just trying to figure out.
$2? Are you talking about jumbo grade A?
I don't
know. Are you talking about, you know, 18 or
maybe?
Dozen?
No.
Probably no more than a dollar. I would say. Now, you talking about egg beaters? Or are you talking
no,
about...
No, I'm just talking about a carton of eggs.
I don't know.
You talking about Valley's Best?
I'm going to punch you in your Dugan.
He's so wild.
Man, I tell you what.
Couldn't have been more than a buck. Now, I mean, they've come down now.
Now they're like three, right?
I didn't even think they're that much. I mean, again, what are you talking about, egg beaters? You talking about pre-made?
The internet's great. Walmart here on Woodruff Road's got them for $1.47 for 12 count of great value.
Now we're talking about dynamic pricing.
Yeah.
What's the guarantee on that?
Okay, so let's see what that cost in 1984. I love comparing the two. When people talk about, oh, this event raised more money or we made more gate off of this event than any other one. And it's like, well, yeah, because everything costs more money now.
What do you think the loss leader is, rubbers? I'll still say it's rubbers.
The loss leader for who?
I'll say Walmart. It's got to be rubbers, right? That's what's getting them in the door.
They make.
They keep them locked up for some reason. But
Walmart brand condoms?
Well, I don't know if they got those, but they got your Mangums. They got the Buzzy
Butts.
Is
that where they go to? I thought they
went to. Your Mangums?
They go to Walmart for the big ones. To get that? I thought they go to a drugstore.
By looking around, when you see people in Walmart, they don't look like the kind that wear condoms.
Now, if you go to Neighborhood Market, they try to hide them in the back near the pill doctor, but they got them back there.
I've never seen them in a buggy, honestly.
Oh, a buggy.
Like some guy rolling around in Walmart with condoms in his buggy is creepy.
Yeah.
Because I'll see a guy, if he's got rubbers, I'll be like, hey, you know you can't feel anything, right, if you get those.
Right. You see there's like a dozen roses in there, a box of condoms.
You know how he should confuse people? He should get tampons and rubbers at the same time. Then you'd be like, dude, what are you up to?
I can't laugh along with it. I don't get it. But listen to this.
You can't hide.
Go ahead.
No, that was a break goer or go to breaker. Well, but listen to this. And then, like, here's listen to this commercial.
That's what it was.
Oh, that, did that screw it up?
Nah.
Oh. So eggs aren't, you know, they haven't went up that crazy. In 1984, it says that they were about 90 cents.
Oh, okay.
So, you know.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, it ain't went up that much. All right, now go to break.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.